This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Military and Veterans Affairs will now come to order. I welcome everyone. I'd like to remind everyone to turn down your electronic devices. We'll just go ahead and have you, the Secretary, call the roll.
Representative Deutsch is excused. Drury?
Here.
Goodwin?
Here.
Howard is excused. Johnson, excused. Marty, excused. Olson, excused. Overwig?
Here.
Poirier, excused. Tiedemann?
Here.
York?
Here.
Gross?
Here.
Randolph.
Here.
Mr. Chair, you do have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. At this time, I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
So I have a motion by Representative Drury and a second by Representative York. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We'll go ahead and take a minute. I'll have the pages come up and introduce yourselves, put you on the spot there. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what your future plans are.
Hi, I'm Harley Heim. I'm from Wesson Springs, and I'm a junior at Wesson Springs. And after high school, I plan to major in animal science.
I'm Rupert Leverton. I'm currently a senior in high school. I live in Brandon, and I'm planning on going to Appalachian Bible College to double major in Bible and Theology and piano performance.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the work you guys do, and I'm glad you're. I hope you're having a good time. Yes, Representative.
Personal privilege.
Let's go right ahead.
We have my lovely bride of 38 years finally made it to Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. So I want to welcome her.
Well, welcome, and thanks for coming. Any other personal privileges?
Mr. Chair.
Go right ahead.
Thank you. If I may, as long as we're in that vein, my bride of 50 years has finally made it to Military and Veterans Affairs, and she is the daughter of a Marine married to an Army vet.
Well, welcome. If there are no more personal privileges, I think we'll go ahead and get right into the agenda today. And what we're going to do is we'll finish with the bill we ended or deferred from the other day. So House Bill 1273, we'll take that back. Welcome, Representative Reimer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. Yes, I was in here a couple days ago, and we ended up amending the bill. Thank you to Representative Tiedemann for pointing out some of the clarifications that we needed to make. So I did those with LRC, so I do have an amendment that I would like to move, and it's 1273A, and it has been introduced.
Okay, thank you for that. Has anyone had a chance to look at that?
Move to amend.
Second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion to amend. By Representative Drury and a second by Representative Poirier. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the bill is amended. If you'd like to speak to it as amended.
Sure. So what we did and what we needed to do is that put a purchase price in there. It may not exceed a purchase price of $105, and then they added closing costs in, and that's in Section 2, Line 11 and 12. And then in Section 3, because this money or the funds need to be released, we added an emergency clause. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Has everyone had a chance to take a look at the bill? And we've discussed the bill quite a bit from the other day. I don't know if we really need to. I guess maybe at that point we could, if there's any opponent testimony, we'd probably want to offer that up at this time. I kind of doubt if there is, probably. But so at this point, we'll just close that. And
Mr. Chair.
Representative.
I would move to pass on House Bill 1273 as amended.
Second.
OK, Okay, motion to do pass by Representative Tiedemann and a second by Representative Overwig. Any discussion on your motion?
Well, Mr. Chair, I believe that the good prime sponsor did do the things that needed to be done to make this a better bill, and I'm all in favor of moving forward so they can get this done. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the motion here is do pass for House Bill 1273 as amended. We'll do a roll call vote and have the Secretary call the vote.
Representatives Deutsch.
Aye.
Drury.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Howard excused. Johnson excused. Marty.
Aye.
Olson excused. Overwig.
Aye.
Puyer.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
York.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Randolph.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 10 yay.
Okay, thank you. With that, the 1273 as amended has passed. So we'll send that to the floor with a recommendation of due pass. So, next order of business, we'll go back to the top of the agenda there. We'll go to HB 1269. So at this time, I would take proponent testimony for HB 1269. Welcome, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Aaron Elward, Representative District 6, Harrisburg, South Dakota. I don't believe everybody that's in here today was in this committee for this hearing last year. I'm bringing a very, very similar bill. You know, the title, it says limit the deployment of National Guard for federal service. So that limit reading that it, you know, just asking to do it through a declaration of war instead before our National Guard is called up to combat. But what I'm going to ask you to do today is table this bill. And I'm wondering if that's why the general came in this uniform instead of the other one. But I also have a resolution that you'll be hearing later here as well. And we can talk to that later. But again, I'll ask you to table this bill. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Representative.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to table House Bill 1269 by Representative Goodwin and a second by Representative Gross. Any discussion on that motion?
No debate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. So we will actually, we'll just have a roll call vote.
Representatives Deutsch.
Aye.
Drury.
Aye.
Goodwin.
Aye.
Howard is excused. Johnson excused. Marty.
Aye.
Olson excused. Overwig.
Aye.
Puyer.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
York.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Randolph.
Aye.
10 yay, 3 excused.
Okay, so that motion has passed. House Bill 1269 is tabled. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is HB 1254. We'd offer that proponent testimony. Thank you. Representative Poirier.
Thank you, Chair, members of the Military Veterans Affairs Committee. I'm honored to be before you this morning, or this afternoon, sorry. Like you, I've also had a long day. Today I'm bringing forward, apologies, Representative Marie Poirier, District 27. So today I'm bringing forward HB 1258, prohibit the private funding of National Guard and State Guard active duty missions. I have an amendment, Chair.
It's been distributed? Is it online?
It is online.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to look at it? 1254A and...
Move to amend.
Okay. I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to amend House Bill 1254 with House Bill 1254A by Representative Drury and a second by Representative Tiedemann. Any discussion on that? Seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those oppose? It's so amended. So if you'd like to go ahead and speak to the amended bill.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I am going to take a break from politics in this bill. We all heard a lot of it today. We hear it every day, every session. I'm going to approach this bill from my professional experience as an intelligence analyst for the U.S. Navy and also the Department of Defense after I served. This bill is to prohibit private funding donations to fund active duty missions. Now, why? So this is not about politics. What this is about is we have adversaries across the world who would love to capitalize on political division. And so what this is meant to do is to close the door to any threats that may come to our nation and to our state. Anybody could donate to anybody when it comes to private donations, and without anybody even knowing, without even having any intentions of any kind of malice. You could have the best intentions ever to receive a private donation and then give it to the state. Best intentions, but we have to question, where is the money coming from? We have real threats in our world who would love to funnel money through different ways to push a certain mission or to push several missions. There's just too many unknowns there. So this bill is meant to close that gap. I did put in the amendment, except for emergency and disaster relief, because those are, everybody could agree that when we need to move our men and our women quickly and respond in a quick way, and if there's any kind of circumstance that we would ever be in where we would need to work with the Red Cross or any other organizations, that would be there. So it wouldn't be, it's not intended to limit, it's intended to protect our interests, foreign and domestic. So that's the bill. It's straight to the point. I'll stand by for any questions.
Okay, thank you, Representative. Is there any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1254 as amended? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony of House Bill 1254? Welcome, General Marlette.
Major General Jeff Marlette, Adjutant General for South Dakota National Guard. I want to raise an opposition to this today. I don't know that structurally this bill probably does what maybe the good representative was hoping to do, and I just want to point out a couple reasons why I feel that way. It talks in the bill about active duty missions. That's a Title 10 mission. That's 100% federally funded. There is absolutely no opportunity for, I mean, we're on federal status. There isn't any state dollars going into that, and so I'm not sure why it's trying to prohibit Title 10 activities. So that would be one concern. The other part, it next talks about South Dakota State Guard. There is a South Dakota State Guard in statute. It came about during World War II when much of the Guard and people were deployed, and states stood up what some refer to as a state militia. But it is distinctly different than the National Guard. Okay, and that's in the very first sentence of that of statute of South Dakota State Guard. It just distinctly says it is separate from the National Guard. So structurally, I think the bill has some issues that I would ask you to consider. I would draw attention to the National Guard when it is deployed, and this talks in 33.9-12. That's actually the EMAC boilerplate language for all national EMACs, and EMAC is when we go and support other states. And so it really doesn't address the funding of those missions. Those missions, whenever the South Dakota National Guard goes and does any state active duty mission, in state or out of state, we are funded through 34-48A28, which is a special emergency and disaster fund. And so the EMAC language in 33912 really doesn't get at where our funding source comes from. And in all missions, to include, you know, as some probably mentioned, the Texas mission this summer caught a lot of national attention. We were paid out of the very same fund that we were paid out of when we did disaster relief in South Dakota, the same fund that we were paid out of when we went to North Dakota and fought fires in April, or when we fought fires in the Black Hills. And that's governed in 3448A-28 Special Emergency Fund. And so I don't think that this bill, as it's written, maybe gets at what the representative was hoping to do, but I am troubled by the references that this bill does have and where those are lying. The last thing I would call attention to is, you know, there are in statute several places where the governor is authorized to receive private donations. And those statutes, and I won't get into, but those statutes govern how that's received, what the governor can receive it for, and where that would happen to go. And so that maybe is a better place if it wants to be looked at. But as it's written, I would urge you to not pass this bill at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, General. Any further opponent testimony? Seeing none, I would offer a brief rebuttal.
Thank you, Chair. Well, you know, I have Representative Puri Puir, District 27. I have, for some reason, I have it ingrained in me, the chain of command, and when a general speaks. So we come here, as legislators, we always think of third and fourth order effects, and we do the best what we can with what we have, and we go to the LRC and we say, this is what I'm worried about, this is what I intend to do, and sometimes it doesn't come out the way a subject matter expert would have it. So I don't know if it's appropriate, but if I could table my own bill, so no, it's not temporary. Well, you already know what I intend to do. If it needs work, then it needs work. But this is what you all know my intentions. Palms up. That's the meaning of the bill.
Thank you, Representative.
Move to table.
Second. Okay, I have a motion to table House Bill 1254 from Representative Overweg and a second by Representative York. Any discussion on that?
Discussable.
Again, thank you. Still working in that fog. So, at this time, we'll have the Secretary call the roll.
Representatives Deutsch.
Aye.
Drury.
Aye.
Goodwin. Howard excused. Johnson excused. Marty.
Aye.
Olson excused. Overweg.
Aye.
Poyer.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
York.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Randolph.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 10 yay, 3 excused.
Okay, the motion to table House Bill 1254 carries. We will move on to the next agenda item, which is HCR 6006. Proponent testimony at this time. Welcome, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Aaron Elward, representative of District 6, Harrisburg, South Dakota. As I stated earlier, the resolution I bring before you here stems from committee hearing last year on my previous bill that you just tabled. So talking to people after that bill hearing, you know, they agreed with some of the things I was getting at, but didn't maybe that a bill wasn't appropriate, so maybe a resolution would be better. So I was completely open to that. Now, this resolution you have before you, it obviously doesn't focus strictly on the National Guard. It focuses on the whole military. And again, just going to that point of, you know, myself and a lot of others believe that there should be a declaration of war or, you know, a renewal of the AUMF. at the very least. So I'm not going to read through this whole thing. I'm just going to pick out a couple parts and go over them. So the first one I'm going to point to there is, you know, one of our first generals, George Washington there. I love the founding generation, so I like to pick these out. But just some of the things that he said and the other founders said, one that really hit me, coming from George Washington, a guy that still believed in a strong military, but he stated in his farewell address, "Overgrown military establishments are under any form of government inauspicious to liberty and are to be regarded as particularly hostile to Republican liberty." So just keep things in focus there is what I think he was getting at, just so things don't get away from us and we aren't getting out of, I guess, going beyond our bounds. I guess the other one there was another favorite is from Jefferson, "Considering that Congress alone is constitutionally invested with the power of changing our condition from peace to war, I have thought it my duty to await their authority for using force in any degree which could be avoided." And like I stated, there are some other ones there. Some numbers I want to point out in this resolution. You know, when I look at this stuff, I firmly believe we do need a very strong military. And I think our foreign intervention and how we interact around the world, it's one, a constitutional issue. It's a pro-life issue. And it's an economic issue. There's just so many things involved there. And that's why I think it is so important. Since 9/11, those wars that stemmed from there, they have carried a heavy price. More than 7,000 service members lost in war operations, over 30,000 service member and veteran suicides, over 53,000 wounded, an estimated 1.1 million veterans who have developed connected disabilities to those things, and then over $8 trillion spent. So, just touching towards the end there of where it be resolved, again, asking our federal representatives, because some believe that this is where it has to take place, and I do agree with that, that a lot of it does have to take place. I think we do have, a say in the state as well, but we'll focus on this for the time being. So just, again, urging them to actually do a declaration of war, uphold their oath that they took when they got into Congress there. And then, another thing that I added on here was the just war theory. Some of you may be familiar with it, just so I get my facts straight here. So it actually stems from St. Augustine, and then St. Thomas Aquinas added on to it. But when looking at the just war theory, you look, is there a just cause, right intention? You have the proper authority. Is it your last resort? Is there a probability of success? Is there a beneficial outcome, and the proportionality of it? So, again, I tabled the bill that I had in front of you, and I sure do hope that you support the resolution. Again, calling on our federal representatives to, stick to the oath that they took and do things the proper way. So I'll leave it with that, and I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, I have to offer some opponent testimony.
Mr. Chair, Jeff Marlett, Adjutant General, South Dakota Guard. Opponent may be a strong word at this point because, in all honesty, I actually recommended to Representative Allward to consider this approach. I think it's probably much more fitting.
So would you prefer to be a neutral testimony?
No, that's okay, because I'll tie it in. I'm strongly opposed should the bill come forward, obviously, for many reasons. There has not been a declaration of war since World War II. And so a lot of time, a lot of water under the bridge, a lot of business that goes on, and a lot of the things that we do are in the interest of national security or national defense that don't constitute a war. Today we have soldiers and airmen deployed in every combatant region around the world. None of them are currently in a war zone, but yet we are deployed fighting the war on terrorism, on fighting national security of our southern border, on have soldiers and airmen in Korea and Djibouti and Iraq, and we're either there or preparing to go around the world. The active component is heavily dependent on the National Guard and the reserve component to be able to meet those needs around the world. I'll use the 200th Bridge Company, the bill that Representative Reimer carried for us earlier. The 200th is in Chamberlain and Pierre. They are one of only 24 bridge companies in the entire arsenal that the Army has. Only four of those are on active duty. The rest are in the reserve component. You watch the things that are going on in Ukraine today, they could not begin to fight a war should we get sucked into that, or whatever we get sucked into, and hopefully we don't. But I'm just saying they are heavily dependent on us to be doing those missions. So we're very much more an operational force than what we once were. As far as Congress doing their job, the president has the authorities that he has to call us up because Congress gave them to him. You know, whether it be through an AUMF, an authority to use military force, or through a declaration of a war, he didn't just grab those powers. Those were given to him. And we see that over and over again. We see it back to the discussion some of you and I have had over the COVID vaccination. Those authorities, the president has the authority over the reserve component to give orders and require things to be done. And so they have the authority to mobilize us. The president has the authority to call up the National Guard and deploy us for those missions. So the representative was correct. This bill came before you last year, and you did kill it. It's been brought up in over 30 different states as a bill in which it's never passed in any of those states. And I think it has a lot to do with the supremacy clause and the rights of the federal government and the state and what they can and can't do. I think this, though, is a good way if the state representatives and the people you represent feel strongly about asking Congress to relook at this and to go, you know, this is a proper and appropriate way to do that. And so I guess that's what I would say on this, and I'll stand by for questions should there be any. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, General Mara. Any other or any further opponent testimony? Seeing none, would you like a brief rebuttal?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Aaron Elward, Representative District 6, Harrisburg, South Dakota. You know, I don't have much of a rebuttal. I guess the one thing I will say is, you know, Congress has given that power to the president over the years since World War II. I would make the argument that it's not the right and constitutional thing to do, and they should take that power back. I believe that every time they do that, they're stepping on the oath that they took. So, again, I hope you support it. And I think at the very least, a call on our federal representatives is the least that we can do with everything that goes into this. So, thank you.
Thank you, Representative. So, at this time, I'll close public testimony and open it up to committee questions. Does anyone on the committee have a question to anyone? Or we are open for action, yes.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Groves.
I move do pass.
Second. Okay, I have a motion to do pass by Representative Groves and a second by Representative Marty. Any discussion on your motion?
Mr. Chair, I think the key here is this is a resolution. If it were something else, I would not be supportive. And it expresses the intent of many Americans. But it is, just as I said, it is a resolution and a resolution only. Given that, I would encourage our support of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Gross. Any other further discussion on the motion? Representative Marty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I could go on and on about this war business, because I doubt there's anybody been in here that's picked up bodies because of an undeclared war because of incompetent people in the White House. This just infuriates me that what anybody would oppose this. It says active duty combat. I've got a nephew that was in Afghanistan, sent over there on the premises of Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. I don't see any of our leaders going over there and losing their legs, and he nearly lost his life, nearly lost an arm, because we've given our powers away to incompetent people in the White House. This is It just galls me to no end. Those two guys that I helped pick up their bodies in Vietnam, they didn't have a chance to have family like these young people out here. I nearly lost my life over there because of an unsolicited war, because a few people in the White House and generals and whatever wanted to go to war over there. There's consequences for these wars. I don't care what you call them. They're wars. We got so many messed up. You talk about 58,000 people in Vietnam were killed. There's hundreds walking around with no legs and no arms. Until people start realizing what wars cause, it just bothers me to no end. People that make these decisions, sending our young guys, men and women, off to nation building. Went over to Iraq because, oh, they had weapons of mass destruction. It just didn't. Yeah. Yeah, my nephew, his legs are so mostly gone, he can't wear prosthesis. But he's not feeling sorry for him. He's out working. He's not on the dole. Just because our presidents and our leaders want to go to war and flex their muscles, I guess. So I urge you to pass this.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Marty. Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, as the my representative friend over here said a little while ago, when a general speaks, I tend to listen. However, I'm a little bit afraid of my partner over here. And I have so much respect for him. And after we just honored all of our Vietnamese volunteers and servicemen today, I just feel I'm compelled to back this resolution up. A resolution is just that. We're resolving. It's something that this body is resolving. So it's nothing that we're creating a new law over or anything. So yeah, I will support this.
Thank you, Representative York. Any other discussion? Representative Goodwin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'd just like to echo what everybody else has said. And I really appreciate the combat service that my good friend at the end has, a Purple Heart infantry veteran. Went through a lot, and we really appreciate your services, Representative Marty. Major General Marlette, when he was a lieutenant colonel, was activated and took a battalion to Iraq. And it wasn't even his job. He was an artillery battalion, and he got changed to being some type of military police. And he took over 500 soldiers there at a time when there was terrorists were blowing up people in garbage cans using their cell phones, and he brought every one of them back. So nobody knows more about what we're talking about than Major General Marlette, because he did it. And I think what we're talking about here is we need to declare war instead of calling things a police action or some type of conflict. You know, the Vietnam War was a police action. The Korean War was a conflict, or vice versa. And we send, you know, all these people over, and we don't declare war. And now we're into all this nation building. But the problem we have is that in the National Guard, they have two missions. They have a federal mission and a state mission. And so the state mission, of course, is under the governor, and it's for state duty, you know, floods, any type of state duty that would come up. And the federal mission is to do the world things that we're required to do, that our active services don't have the numbers to do it anymore. The National Guard's picked up that mission. And in reality, in most cases, and I think General Marlette would agree with this, the National Guard units are as good or better than the active units. I had a son that went to Iraq right after the war started in 2001. Was there for like 14 months, because you can never decide when the year started, when you got on the ground or when you left the States. So I think he was there 15 months. And I had another son that just got back from Djibouti from a year, or just about a year deployment. So, you know, I've lived it too. Iraq was a little more testy because you never knew what was going to happen over there. And he was in the bridge unit right here from here. And that bridge they put across the Euphrates River, and it's still there, I think. They actually captured Saddam Hussein, or he went across that bridge several times before they captured him, and they were in on that too. So I guess I'm a little puzzled, because I hate to go against my good friend Major General Marlette when he was an opponent, but I think reading between the lines, he said that he understands what we're up against here, and he kind of agrees to it himself. And I appreciate the patriotism of the prime sponsor here, you know, Representative Allward, because I think his heart is definitely in the right place. He's a true patriot. So with all that said, I'm going to vote in favor of this.
Thank you, Representative Goodwin. Any Representative Drury?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, you always know when Representative Allward brings something, you're going to start feeling patriotic because he does a good job of that. I commend him for that. I don't know how I'm going to vote. I might vote for it in committee and not on the House floor. It just seems like it's a little bit of an overreach for me personally, but I think it's well-intended.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Overwig or Tiedemann? On this side, Representative Deutsch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, I often have thought that if God gave me the opportunity to live my life over, one of the first things that I'd do differently is that I would join the military. Because I never did that. In some ways, I look upon my service here in the legislature as a way to make up for that error in my judgment as a young man. I look at this resolution and I think it's a little over the top. There are aspects of it that I don't understand, such as the just war theory. There are other aspects of it that are very clear to me. My inclination is to vote no. However, out of respect for my good friend to my left here, I, at least in committee, will support the resolution.
Thank you, Representative Deutsch. Any further comment? Any further comment? Okay, well, there's a lot of thoughts on my mind concerning this, and I have no intention of going along because I believe that the members of the committee have spoken very well and acknowledge the intention and the heart of the prime sponsor of this. And I, too, do that as well. And so this is a resolution, and I am in support of it for different reasons. And so with that, I will just simply ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Deutsch?
Aye.
Drury?
Aye.
Goodwin?
Aye.
Allward is excused. Johnson excused. Marty?
Aye.
Olson excused. Overwig?
Aye.
Poirier?
No.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
York?
Aye.
Gross?
Aye.
Randolph?
Aye.
9 yea, 1 nay, 3 excused.
Okay, with that, House Concurrent Resolution 6006 passes committee, and we will send to the floor with a due pass recommendation. With that, that is everything on our agenda. We went through it much faster than I anticipated, which I'm thankful for. I thank you for your patience in my fogginess through this. And so, going forward, I don't know. I think I have rumors of one or two things coming from the Senate, but I'm not sure. I haven't heard yet. So, at this point, there are no committee meetings that I've intended until I hear further. So, unless something comes up. So at this point, I'll just simply say, if in case we have no more committee meetings, as last year, it's been a privilege to be the chair of this committee, and I'm grateful, and I'm grateful to serve with all of you on the committee. And thank you for your service, all the members who have served, and the service to the state that you do. And I'll say to General Marlette, you're here. Thank you for your service and what you do. So just to give honor where honor's due. So this time I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Representative Poirier, a second by Representative Gross. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.